If it could be said that God is any way interested in his creation, these people would see he's only involved with the big picture, leaving the details of life to be worked out by his creatures themselves. Now, that picture of God remains popular even today. That popularity rests in part on the amount of freedom that it seems to give individuals. For if God isn't interested in the day-to-day running of his creation, then we as human beings are free to do as we see fit, without being overly concerned about any interference from God. Well, such a relationship between God and creation might work if we were all the people that God created us to be. But unfortunately, we're not. For all of us are by nature sinful human beings. As sinners, our primary concern is with ourselves before anyone or anything else. To live in such a world in which God is the absentee landlord, where each person is a law unto themselves, where selfishness is the number one motivating factor in people's lives, is an open invitation for the powerful to prey upon the weak, for the rich to exploit the poor, for the unscrupulous to inflict their will on those who are least able to defend themselves or otherwise care for themselves. If we indeed have a God like that, uninvolved and uninterested in life in this world, there'd be no standard by which to judge such behavior as good or bad. There'd be no one to turn to, no recourse to seek help from when faced with human evil or the capriciousness of a fallen world in which the destructive forces of nature are sometimes referred to as acts of God. Another way in which people throughout history have pictured God is as a righteous king and judge of this world. Here, God is seen as the one who is not only the all-powerful creator of the world, but as one who continues to be intimately involved in its life. By emphasizing his righteousness, such an understanding of God focuses on the way in which he upholds good and punishes the wicked. In a world where things seldom seem black or white, where bad things sometimes happen to good people and the wicked seem to prosper, it's comforting to have an all-wise, all-powerful God who will deal out true justice, if not in this world, then in the world to come. But sin complicates this picture of God as well. For as Holy Scripture reminds us, and our own consciences affirm, we are all by nature sinful human beings. None of us consistently does the good we know we should be doing. Instead, we often do those wrong things that God's law forbids. If God is only a righteous king and judge, he cannot overlook or ignore wrongdoing. He must punish all sin, not just the sin of criminals and murderers, but the wrongs that we do as well. The many times each day that we break his commandments by what we think and say and do. If we had a God like that, our lives would be full of uncertainty and despair. We'd have to try to find ways in which to avoid God's punishment, seeking to balance out our sins with good deeds, not knowing for sure if we've ever done enough good to balance out the evil that we've done. This morning's text presents us with a third picture of what God is like, one that contrasts sharply with the previous two. Like the other two pictures of God, this one is a picture of a God who is almighty, who created all things. Like the second picture, it shows a God who takes a personal interest in his creation, a God who is as a righteous king and judge, upholds what is good and punishes evil.